An economist and MP for New Jersey South, Dr. Mark Isibe, says the realities on the ground does not depict Ghana's economy as resilient as claimed by President Mahama on his accounting to the people tour in the Eastern region. He said the parameters the president used as basis for his claim are not appropriate. Talking to Agatha Samon behind the news, Dr. Isibe said if the economy is resilient, Ghana would not have enrolled onto the IMF program.
It's an election year, it's the campaign season, and he's going around campaigning. So he will give his verdict on the economy. But there is set standards by which all economies are evaluated. If you go to any country, you look at economic growth, for instance. You look at unemployment. You look at inflation. You look at the strength of the currency. So these are indicators that are used to measure the strength of an economy. If you come to the Ghanaian case and you look at, say, economic growth measured by GDP, last year we did 4%. The year before we did 4.1%. Now, this is oil growth under President Mahama. If in the presence of oil exploitation, the economy is growing at 4%, and you contrast that to 8.4% in 2008 under President Kufuor without oil, how can you say our economy has become resilient? If you look at unemployment in general, how can you say your economy is resilient when the masses cannot find work to do?
Dr. Mark Isibe is an economist and MP for New Jersey South. In a sharp rebuttal, a policy analyst of the NDC, Dr. William Mahaji, said the fact that the IMF has predicted Ghana to be among countries to be more robust economically proves the president's claim. He said that government will continue to manage the current economic challenges prudently.
Recalls the Economic Intelligence Unit had also made a forecast about the growth in the GDP over the next 4 years from 2017. That cannot happen if the economy is not robust. Otherwise, clearly, from 2017, the pressures would lead to decline in the performance of the economy. So we cannot use stale arguments about the fact that the allowances are being withdrawn and replaced with loan schemes as reasons for not claiming that the economy is resilient. And the fact that we went to the IMF in itself is not an indication that the economy is weak. We did that for good reason. And all the economists know that when you push for that kind of program, it boosts the confidence in the economy. It creates opportunities for you to create fiscal space. We still insist that the economy is robust and is resilient and will grow even bigger in the next 4 years.
Well, is that to say that the economy is improving because of the IMF program and not government policies?
Definitely it's improving. We've held the stability of the city over time. Why is anybody not saying that that is an indication of prudent management? We've controlled public expenditure. Why is it not being claimed as doing well? This old record of incompetence, mismanagement, corruption is overplayed. We should set aside that kind of argument and look at the real performance of the economy and look at figures.
Doc, I believe you're on the ground and knows what is going on. Is this resilient reflected on the ground or on the people? For instance, do you hear reports of high cost of living?
Almost every policy has an adverse impact if you want to go into that detail. Some of it necessarily has to be implemented.
NDC policy analyst Dr. William Mahaji, for his part, a chartered economist and lecturer at the Cape Coast University, Dr. John Gatti, said Ghana's economy is resilient to a large extent because it has been able to withstand the numerous economic challenges without kowtowing to them. He stressed that bringing down inflation significantly is very critical for the country's economic stability.
If you look at the case of Ghana, we have suffered dearly from deficit coupled with exchange rate volatility, and we also suffered severely from the energy crisis that actually affected every facet of the economy. But you will also realize that factors were put in place such that those things did not derail the direction of the economy. Revenue continued to be mobilized. Some productive activities were going on. Public investments were going on in the area of roads, the area of school projects, in the area of energy projects to actually protect the economy. When these things are taking place, it is because the economy is able to absorb the shock and continue to undertake the normal course of activities, though facing those challenges. It is then that we say that the economy is resilient.
So from your analysis, is our economy one you will currently describe as passing this mark?
I think to a large extent, yes.